Hello, everybody, and welcome to Survivor with Jamie, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
I'm Jamie.
Is that a shot in the dark in your pocket, or just happy to see me? I don't know why it took me two, three tries to get.
Well, it's because it's funny. You made a funny joke.
No, thank you. I still don't like that they it should be at Jeff, and it should be like it should be up there, you know, like
100%. I want to see a bunch of people with briefcases and you get to pick the number.
Yeah, I mean, yes, exactly. It's not what's the word I'm looking for? It's sketchy. How do I know that it's being played right? I'll say that until the day I die or until they change it.
There's no suspense in it.
No.
It's very
not only that, but it's like, okay, it's a 1 in 6 chance, but I want to see her go up there and grab the 6, and I want to see that 1 is safe.
Right. Yep.
I want some transparency. That's what I want.
Yeah, because production could, I mean, they really could just be like, we don't really care if she goes. We want this person to stay more than this person.
Yeah, Mo's not giving us ratings. Venus is more, people want to talk more about Venus and Mo. So it's like.
Yeah, excuse my language, but Venus is such a bitch. I don't understand keeping her around.
I absolutely adore the fact that we got like the snippy fight that's happening while Hunter's like digging in a staircase.
That was incredible. That was good TV. Like you could see, he was just like, oh good, they're fighting again.
Well, to be fair, she's on a tribe that nobody will talk to her.
Yeah, and I think I know why.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she goes up to
Sorry, guys, I'm on a very uncomfortable bed right now.
She could be on the jury. You still have to, you know. You still have to play.
It's a
nice
social game, but clearly, she does not have any social pull. Like
she literally got up there and called them the kings of the castle.
Yeah,
referring to the people who controlled her fate in that moment. Wild.
I think she's an aggressive player. I think I'll be honest with you. If it was a guy, we'd be saying, okay, she's going balls out.
Yep.
Well,
yep,
she is going balls out. She's going. Well,
so I get it, but I was shocked. Soda was like, Soda goes, I don't want to talk strategy with you. I go, she goes, I'm just trying to talk to you.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, it shocks me that Soda is so good at her social game. Again, you got to make everybody feel that.
But
you
there's
like
also
them.
There's they've been bickering. I think it's more than just Soda doing that to Venus. I think Venus is also, as we've seen in secret scenes, that she's
she's not even talking to anybody else except for the camera. Like, are you talking about the one where they're like flipping the vote? The one that was just recently released? Like, where
all of them.
they're bringing the boat up and she's just sitting there like, da, 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 da. They're so stupid.
Yeah, I get it, but I don't think she can't win. No. But she
not
could,
if she doesn't start making some friends.
But she could cost you a win.
Mm-hmm. She's the chaos. She is just going to bring chaos everywhere she is, and just like the silly little fight while Hunter's looking for that key, or even just little moments in Tribal where we're getting her facial expressions. I could see where production want to keep her around because she's going to be bringing interest and drama into every social situation in the room.
So we know Mo's getting all the votes except one. So the shot in the dark.
Oh, it was Tevin. Tevin 100% voted Venus, right? Did we see who voted Venus?
Well, we know Mo did.
No, because Mo didn't have a vote. She did her shot
Mo
in the dark.
Didn't have a vote.
Oh, yeah,
right.
Yeah. Yes, did see who it was. But I can't remember. We did see who it was.
It wouldn't have been Tevin would have voted with everybody else.
It may have been Liz. I don't know. I don't know.
You know, I just watched it too. I'm so sorry. Maybe, anybody maybe out there watching live can let us know.
Venus likes herself so much she voted for herself.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm so aggressive, I'm writing my own name down.
Yeah. This one's for me.
But again, she's someone I don't vote out. She can't win.
Oh yeah, she. Yeah. I think that she's got the old cast 0% chance of winning the game thing going. Yeah, on
and
right
maybe
now.
Maybe that's her strategy at this point.
Maybe
I can't win. I want to go as far as I can.
It's funny because you know they quickly labeled Mariah as being so cunning, and we have to get rid of her because she's so smart and she knows this game. And I mean, there was clearly more conversation than what we watched between her and Q, but nothing from what we saw would have made me be like, oh, we've got to really look out for this girl who's stuttering and totally nerding out. And like she's a real threat.
Have they never seen the show before?
Yeah, it was strange. It was.
I didn't get. Well, her favorite is Aubrey. Aubrey never won. Should have won.
Right? but she
didn't win. You know, it's yep. Like.
Well, and it brings up an interesting thought too. Is that you know Q's defense in Tribal is, well, you should have told us that you were at the bottom. You should have told us. Nobody was telling us. You should have told us. But also, like, if she would have told you she was at the bottom, that's just like handing her game over to you on a platter, too. Like, that's literally being like, nobody wants me here, so you're not going to have any problems if you get rid of me.
Right.
Right.
She, the second that Q decided it was her, like, her game was toast, she didn't have a way out.
Yes. I don't know if Q is long for the game either, because usually the people that come hard at the merge are the ones that are easier to pick off because you're like, oh my God, like this is, we're just playing this person's game.
Well, then because he goes, Tim, yeah. Have you talked to Maria yet? I just talked to Maria. She had no idea what was going on. You need to talk to her now.
I'm like, yeah, that was also so
awkward.
I mean, that's the same as Venus, really.
Yep.
You're going to someone that's supposedly in your alliance and you're basically telling him how to play the game. And that's like rule number one. You don't tell another player how to play the game. Not like that.
Nope. And look at the conversation too that he was having when he found out that because he went to Venus and he told Venus, you either put Mo's name down or it's you. And then later Venus is saying, I don't want to put Mo's name down. And it comes back to him, and it's not like calm and collective, and I got to go talk to Venus. I need to do damage control. It's like, well, I'm going to write her name down.
Yeah, I'm just saying, the salesperson of the year thing makes a lot more sense when you just see how he yes. is so yes. tenacious in everything that he does.
Yes. Like, he's, yeah. It's
That's the guy I want fighting for me when the right flight now, gets right? canceled. Yeah. That's yes. the guy I want fighting for me at any point.
Yep. Yeah, he's not gonna back down. He's not, but unfortunately, if you can't tread lightly in certain social situations in this game, you're just gonna get everyone looking
at
you.
This is not the game to be very vocal.
Yeah,
like that. Again, if I was Tim, I'd have been like, all right, screw you. You're lucky I can't vote for you today. Don't tell me how to play this game. And he did it in front of someone else, right? He did it in front of Hunter.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yep. And how weird is it too that okay, with Tim's choice to come back from the journey after they had talked and made that deal that they were going to have like a number one, like they were going to the three pick a number one.
Yeah.
And he told them that Marie was his number one. And then he just didn't talk to Marie when he got back. He says it's because he wanted her to be able to.
Yeah, I smell.
Want to do it.
Yeah, it didn't make sense. He goes, well, she didn't know there was a deal.
It was just evil, right?
How like, she was supposed to go, oh, I have a deal with you. Like,
it was bad. It was so bad. And then when he had said, well, you know, I've watched a lot of players in this game, like, they commit too early and I'm like, it's merge.
Yeah, you have to start playing.
Committed two tribals ago, honestly. Like, oh buddy. Yeah. So Tim might be in a rough spot.
It finally got interesting today, the game, because
it sure did.
They're playing the game now.
Right. Yes. Well, and even that challenge was so exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Hold on 1 second. Sherry says in the chat, I loved it when Q said, don't let anyone mute you.
Yeah.
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 He likes to motivate as he puts down. It's a special skill.
Yes, but
that is good coaching. To be honest with you, when you can, you know, you're pumping someone up, but you're also telling them how you want them to do it.
I mean, yeah,
right. Like I'm going to humble you with compliments.
Yes.
Yeah.
You better do it my way.
Let's talk about the challenge though. Or do we want to go in order? Do we want to talk about the merge feast and all merge that feast. Went down there? Because when we start off, we get the Kenzie, Q, and Tiffany, like, you know, confessionals, and Kenzie's like, we've hit our stride. And I didn't know if that means like, are they going to the final three, or are Tiffany and Kenzie going to be part of the final three? Like, is that, you know, kind of foreshadowing that they're going to have better luck in the game from here on out?
They're formidable players. A couple of last
shows have worked their way.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that they are going to, I think they're going to push through pretty, pretty damn hard because, okay. So we have seen the thing that we complain about where we've got one tribe that dwindles down. And that's all we see for the first 2-3 weeks. But the record is for that group of people who make it, they tend to go pretty dang far in the game if they can get to merge. So,
right.
And none of them have been, as physically strong or game savvy, I don't think, as these.
They were saddled with three bad players.
Yeah, exactly. It would have been a really strong tribe, but they had three absolute messes to manage.
Yes, I can't even remember who was the first vote.
The tall kid,
Jelinski.
Jelinski.
Oh, yeah. Jelinski,
the legend, the man, the myth, the legend,
the man, the myth, the legend. History is written by the victors, and they erased his name from my mind.
I'm not a good liar. I'm on Survivor.
Okay, so yes, all the comings and goings at the merge. I mean, everyone was talking so much, which I guess it wasn't a merge feast. It was just the merge in general, or the camps coming together.
Yes.
So lots of people wanted to talk.
I like the little clip we get of Q sitting there, like picking up little bits of every conversation.
He's yeah.
Like, literally nobody's playing game. Like nobody's talking about game. We all know what kind of chips people like. And I wrote it down just because I thought it was a really weird quote for somebody to compare themselves to. But Mackenzie saying that she was like a seasoned cast iron skillet.
She also had another good quote. Gosh, what was it? That was the store bought nonstick, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yes. That was really funny. She's a great narrator. I feel very confident thinking that Kenzie is going to at least go to that final five finale episode.
Yeah, the more and more we get in confessionals with her, I'm hard pressed to believe she doesn't make it maybe even to final three.
Right. She just has, I don't want to say, Jack just texted that he is rebooting his computer because he was frozen. But so Kenzie, I just totally lost my train of thought here, but I do think that she's got that edit without having to go all like edit,
right.
Talk crazy. Yeah. But yeah, she's just here. She's well liked.
I'm not entirely sure if the edit is because she's going to the end or if she has the edit just because she has that star quality.
You think it might be both.
In a game like Survivor, the star quality is probably what gets you to the end more than anything else. So, you know, if you have fans sitting in the jury, that's probably a good thing.
Yes. Yes. Agreed. Let's see what else happened at that merge feast. Yeah, we had that whole thing, that whole confusion with Tim and Q and Maria that we talked about.
Well, and they're trying to find the cracks in Siga, and Siga's just not budging. They're not gonna.
Which is interesting, like, because it feels like they all hate each other.
Well, and it's also really weird too. So at the end that we get Mo saying, "Hey, guess what? I'm at the bottom. Here's the crack, everybody." And it's just like, I mean, it's a Hail Mary, but had she stayed in the game, I mean, she just would have, like, basically her whole tribe would have now been gunning for her, you know? So there was really clearly a crack that they could have exposed and just removed her, but they were like, nope, they were determined to hold the numbers. I don't know. It's weird too, because.
Well, and also you would think that, yeah. Oh, sorry, Jack's trying to get attention.
You have people in SIGA who are a part of this alliance that Q had made. So the fact that that even didn't become part of the discussion later,
right.
Like, okay, here's the weak spot in SIGA. So tight-lipped even through that. I don't know. SIGA's weird. This is such a weird tribe.
Hey, Jack, we were mentioning before when you went off, we think that Kenzie has just this, that star quality edit, and it's hard pressed to believe that she's not going to either the finale episode or the final three in general. Agree? Disagree?
It depends. Well, people don't seem to be bringing up her name.
Right. Well,
of course, today they couldn't.
Q is. You know Q's going to come for her at some point.
Yeah. Yeah, if Q's still in the game.
Right. Right. And Tiffany and she and Tiffany, if they can stay together, they're going to be a powerful pair.
Yes. Because she's not a physical threat. So the challenge is, so she might be, it's her social game. Will people start, because people really pay attention to that now, because it seems how people win is more on their social game now than right. anything else.
Right.
And you can have your resume and all this stuff. You win 10 challenges in a row. But if people don't like you, it doesn't matter.
Right.
It comes
right.
down to if they like you, and she's got a very good social game. So that's what I was saying about Soto and Venus. I go, okay, I know you don't like her, but you can't show it.
Yeah, and Venus has to learn how to you know what? I don't think she has to learn how to anything. I think she is learning. I feel like I feel like who we saw at the end and in Tribal was different than the player we saw at the beginning of the episode. Once your name, if you're going to be a decent player, once your name gets put out there, if someone comes to you and says, "Hey, your ass is on the chopping block for real,
right.
real."
Right.
If you're smart, you're going to go, "Oh my God, I need to pivot like right now." And I feel like she has started doing that. So you know what? Maybe she is going to be a little bit better. Her social game might be ruined with her original tribe members, but there's nothing to say she cannot create something within this merge.
Right.
Hey, Venus, really?
Maybe.
Again, she was right. Charlie was the guy to go home.
That's it. She was 100% right. Like,
yeah.
But she's, you don't have any social, like.
Yeah. If you're going to go in there and you're going to be an a-hole to everybody.
Yep. Yeah. You need to have the leverage.
Which is why I think that Q's pushiness does not have him long for the game either. However, I was thinking, next episode, are we going to jury or is it still pre-jury? Because we're losing two. Mm-hmm. And the last time, didn't we do a double last time? And
the second person went to jury
and the first person went home, right?
Right.
Am I imagining this?
No.
That
no,
happened,
you're right.
Right? Okay. And it was just merely determined by like which team plays last and which team plays second or whatever it was.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm not
because
just
there was a the challenge was it was two teams and then one person had to win the whole thing.
And then... I can't even remember, but yeah.
It was Caleb like that.
Yeah. I don't think it was this past season. Maybe it was two seasons ago because last season Caleb was the first jury member. Which we all know because we remember the only shot in the dark that was played right and exciting.
Yes, because maybe they wanted to keep him around.
Right, exactly. In the years of having this, it's worked once.
Yeah. Well, no. It worked for that chick, the flower lady, who didn't need to play it. Remember? Right?
I think you're right. I don't,
in Sling Matthews' season, didn't somebody play it and they didn't need to? They totally did, and it worked, but it didn't matter.
But it wasn't a thing.
It wasn't a thing. No, nobody cared. All right, let's talk about that challenge, though. So it was very unevenly split, but it was very close in the end. Like, that was super impressive.
That split is made screenshot history. Like, it's now part of, it is now going to be a part of, like, GIF history for Survivor.
Is that the one you sent us?
Yes. Oh, my God. It was just the facial expressions alone. I mean, and then when they're listing off their heights, nobody on that tribe was over 5'9". Charlie came in at the tallest at 5'9".
Yeah. And I thought Soda did a really good job on the boulder. Once they got her up there.
And making the human chain that they did to get everybody up there.
And
I think the smaller people maybe did a bit better in that net.
Yeah.
So, with the exception of Liz. It took a little bit longer, but she still did all right. She wasn't caught in it or anything.
You know, maybe if she doesn't slow them down, that's the difference.
There you go.
Because when they set the sandbags, really started slowing them down.
Those were looking pretty heavy, yeah.
Well, what actually freaked me out watching during the challenge was when they bounced down the netting. There were people like, it looked like they were going to shatter their legs.
It was terrifying. Yeah. I did not like... I don't like watching.
Was it like
them.
A trampoline they were bouncing on? Because nobody got hurt, and I don't understand how nobody didn't like. I don't know.
They had all that sawdust at the bottom, but still.
Right, but if you looked at their legs, like when they were climbing up over that boulder. Ball or whatever, they were covered head to toe in mud, but you could see these long scrapes on their skin where there was no mud, and you're just like, those are going to look terrible the next day. Because that's rope, and there's no way they're not getting rope burns and stuff.
Yeah, they should do like a padded slide or something like that.
Oh, I hate when they run across it, bounce on it, anything across that rope net, and I'm just cringing the whole time.
Yeah.
Because we've seen people get hurt, you know, they twisted an ankle or something like that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's a couple of people I thought were going to go flying.
When Kenzie went down and hit it the way she did, I thought for sure that they were going to have to stop the game and she was going to be like a medical evac, but she was fine. It was terrifying for me to watch. Just
rolled into the sawdust.
Yep. Let's see. So moving into the chat, Sherry says, Hunter was a beast in the challenge. He won that puzzle for that challenge for them. He did, but I wouldn't discount how great the rest of them did on that puzzle. Like, that was really solid action. He just happened to be the tallest one holding it together in the end.
I will point out, they were
holding him pieces, like handing him pieces.
There were two players on that team with him. And maybe somebody in the chat remembers who it was that looked at each other and they were like, Hunter's a beast at puzzles.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Was it Tevin, wasn't it?
I think it might have been Tevin. I'm not sure the other person.
Someone said
Tevin was involved. Tevin was involved.
Yeah, they said it. It's going to put a target on his back. There's nothing. He's like I said.
He's good at everything. He's adorable.
Could he be the best challenge beast of all time? Because he doesn't have a drawback. A lot of times people are great at all the other things. When it comes to the puzzles. I can't do it. This guy's puzzles, boom, boom.
Yeah, he's good at swimming. He's good at the relays, the physical. We'll have to see how he does, standing under the hot sun or with his head underwater for a little bit.
But I thought when I saw the two divided, I go, oh, Hunter. I'm taking Hunter no matter what.
Right. Well, how lucky was Tiffany that both of her old tribe mates were on that one tribe?
Yeah.
As her well, face like
too. She's just smiling. She's like, "Oh yeah."
She's like, "Yeah, this isn't even a decision, guys." She got so lucky that with everyone she could possibly want on that tribe was on that tribe. That team.
I was telling Jack, it was great when she had to sit out on the bench though, and she was watching the yellow tribe just keep up the beat at every moment, and her face just started to get more and more worried. Like, oh my God. Like, I can't believe it's happening.
I could go home. I was saying What was I thinking?
Tiffany.
I can't remember what it was, but anyway. I can't remember.
Fading in.
I can't remember what it was. Something, it was something about Tiffany, I think. Or that tribe. I don't know. Meh. But yeah, we were talking when you were off the air, yeah, how she did look nervous there for a while. But she didn't, she didn't have to get scrapes and bruises, and she didn't have that mud, and didn't have to do the challenge, but she got the meal and she had immunity. So that's,
you still got
to me, eat. I would love to do the challenge, but if I didn't have to do it and still won.
Yeah. That's
the place to be. Best way to be in the game.
Yeah, that's the win-win right there. Sugar says, historically, women have done better at puzzles on the show. I wasn't worried about there being more women on one side because I thought they would make it up when they got to the puzzle. But I wasn't worried about the guys because of Hunter. I knew he would be a beast.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. I mean, he's just...
Yes, he is.
He doesn't panic. You know, he just... Because some people... Well...
Sorry, go ahead.
Did he panic today?
He was panicking over not being able to find the thing.
Oh, that, yeah, because he had to find it before the people showed up. But, you know, you see him run away and no one thought, does he have an idol? Is he going for an idol? What's he go? Does he have to go to the bathroom?
No one stops and says, why is Hunter running?
And then, right? What's he doing down there? He's just sitting on a bench,
on the steps, chilling.
Wasn't it Venus asking what he's up to?
Venus and Soda. Venus asks, what's he up to? Can you get a read on him? And then that's when they start bickering.
Arguing. Yeah. And then Liz came sauntering along.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, Liz, you take her to the end, right? Because she's already gotten up there and been like, I don't need the money.
Right. Yeah, be like, hey, yeah, she doesn't even need the money. She said it herself.
I go with Venus and Liz right now. It's my two choices. Because there's a lot of likable people on, you know, there's a lot of people that have great social games. Soda has a great social game. Ben has a great social game. Hunter's likable. Tevin is likable, even though he can be kind of jerky. You know, yeah. If he doesn't like you, he's hiding it. That's his right. only flaw.
Yes. Yeah. Charlie's good. Marie's good. The one thing that I do kind of wonder, though, is with Tevin, I feel like if he gets irritated, he might not be able to hide that he's really irritated.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah. No way.
If he gets hangry or someone, you know, if someone takes his papaya or whatever it is.
Like, We've learned. That's not.
So that could be his downfall, but because he can get tense.
Get a little worked up. Not as long. Hey, you know what? As long as Q's there, Q will take the attention off of that. Get all mad.
Well, it's like when Q was sitting there and the other tribe was having fun talking. Like there goes, you can see him looking. They're not even talking about the game. You know, he was sitting there and they were talking about different stuff and he's like going, they're not even talking about the game. Well, sometimes you don't have to talk about the game.
Not when everybody's sitting right there.
Yeah, you just got to join in the. He didn't get involved in the conversation.
Yeah,
he was being standoffish, and he's been that way for the last. I think the losing the beginning and not eating, I think, just took its toll. He hasn't recovered yet.
Well, maybe right. That's just that. That may just be the competitive edge in him. You know, we're not going to waste time. I mean, he's been competitive since he was a kid. You know, in his interviews, he talks about like.
Yeah, and he's one of like 25 kids, 17, yeah, whatever it is.
And 19. The equipment that he was asking for his birthday and stuff, like he was wanting physical challenges right from the word go. So it's really ingrained in who he is. Like there's just some people that don't do small talk. They just don't do it. It's straight to business. And I definitely
think I get it, but I don't think you could survive thinking that. I mean, you have to be on your toes, but you can't just sit there 24 hours a day, just the game, the game, the game, the game, the game, because it's going to drive you crazy.
Yeah, you will go nuts and the people around you will go nuts. And there's one way to solve that, by getting rid of you.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to talk about the game right now. I'm tired of talking about the game. But then if I say that, I look like I don't want to play the game.
Right.
Right.
But so I can't say, I got to go. Sure, Q, whatever you want. You tell me how to vote, and that's how we're going to go.
That's what we're going to do.
But I'm voting you out because you're bugging me.
Yeah.
You're being bossy.
So before we move over to the feedback, is there any last things to talk about? And do we want to talk about, do we think, because I think that, I think you guys would don't think so, but for different reasons than I do, that Mariah was the right vote today, Mo?
No.
Why?
I don't think she was the right vote. I don't think that she was going to cause any real problems for me. I think that the Sega tribe had already, the cracks were already there. Like,
yeah.
And if anything, it's almost as if the second she opened her mouth, that would have been like, okay, great. Now I can do this because she has nowhere to go.
Right. Yeah.
Again, the right vote on that, the six that were not, was Charlie. He was the bigger, of all the people left, he's the bigger threat.
But the boys club that had formed on the journey got really scared the second they heard Venus didn't want to get rid of a girl.
Yeah.
So it wasn't going to happen. No. Even if it made sense.
Yeah.
And maybe even though the girl, that.
But you know, there's not going to be an all girl alliance. They just don't get along.
Girl alliances are tough for them to work out, but it's weird because guys are perpetually terrified of a girl alliance forming.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's enough to get them paranoid.
Did it happen once or twice? It's like,
yeah. There's been one or two really good ones in the history of Survivor, but
you got Venus and Soda don't get along.
Tevin and Venus don't get along.
Yeah, but I'm talking about girls. Venus and anybody doesn't get along.
Yeah,
it's true. And Elizabeth is, you know, she's rich.
Liz is Liz. You know, God bless. God bless the weirdos.
I don't know if you guys watch.
Tiffany and Kenzie get along.
Yeah, we know that. I think Kenzie's going to get along with everyone. Did we see Kenzie and Venus interact tonight other than when she told her that she did not want to get Mo out and she wanted to keep it, you know, women strong?
Which I thought that
that's about the only Kenzie thing might... that we've seen.
Okay. Because Kenzie was laughing at Venus during Tribal.
Yeah, but I thought Kenzie would go for that. But I guess...
Kenzie's more about her game.
Yeah, and I also kind of feel like Kenzie's a boys club girl. I just think she's going to roll with those guys that she was in the tribe with tonight. I mean, that's just how she's going to roll. And she's going to be close to Tiffany. I don't think she's going to actually open up to another player in the game. I think she's going to have Tiffany and she's going to have Q, and I can't see her making any real bonds with anybody else. So... yeah, she's going to laugh at that or, you know, roll her eyes. But I think she kind of treated it the same way that did Banu. You know, when Banu would say something and she would just kind of roll her eyes and she'd be like, oh, my God, why are you making this so hard?
Right.
So.
Yeah.
I felt Venus had nothing to lose at that point, though. I think she's.
Fancy.
I mean, she said, Venus, like said, she says, I want to play the game. I mean, I'm tired. I've been sitting around here for 12 days doing nothing. I want to play the game.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe her way of doing it was wrong. But again, she was spot on about who should go home.
Yep. Yep. I agree.
And I was glad. I'm glad that I like Charlie. So I'm glad they didn't. But I was like going, yeah, that's who I would vote for.
Right. Right. Okay. Well, then. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we can do the feedback and the tally of the votes. Here we go. Boop, boop. All right, we are back. We have an email from Mandy.
Mandy
says, sorry for missing last week. Maddie wants you to know, would you rather compete or sit out and pick a team? I think if you could pick the winning team, sit out and pick the winning team is the right answer.
Yeah. I'd rather compete, but when you saw the teams, it's like, okay, this is a no-brainer, but it was close.
It was close.
Well, I'd rather compete because I don't want to leave my survivor life in someone else's hands.
Exactly. Fair it depends enough. if Fair you're enough. if you're somebody, yeah, if you want to have control of your own destiny in the game, then you compete. If you have very obvious tribe differences like tonight, then you pick your team.
Yeah.
And just chill.
I'll be the one handing the puzzle pieces to someone, though.
Yeah. Sure, if somebody's, yeah. Somebody is scratching their mic on something. Okay.
I heard it, but it wasn't me.
It could be me, if I don't know.
Okay.
It's the creepy ghost lady that crawls into the podcast room. And
Mandy's email goes on. I'm not feeling so great about Hunter as my winner pick. He's too good and painted an even bigger target after that puzzle. I agree. Serious question. How is their hair, no offense, Jack, so good? If my hair air dries, it's 5 times bigger once dry. I think there's something about that island humidity, salt water, something that always, beach hair, island hair, it's always nice. I don't know.
Eating all those coconuts,
I used to have great beach hair.
So. Yeah. Yeah. Womp. I'm just kidding.
It sucks, man. I tell you.
She says, Mariah saying the small victory of everyone spelling her name right. I feel you, girl. I think that might be the first time that we've ever had everybody's name spelled right. That wasn't like, you know, Jack or Ben. So why did Charlie vote Venus? Charlie voted Venus. I think he voted Venus because Venus was trying to get him out.
Yeah, I think it was a shot. It was a shot.
Yes.
That makes sense. Vino? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
He knew Mo was going home, but he said, I want Venus to get
it. It was a right back at you, kid.
Well, yeah. Also, if the shot in the dark had worked, Venus would have gone home. She's the only one with a vote against her, which is the thing that happened with Caleb, is there were 0 votes against him.
Yeah. But again, we wanted Caleb to stay. Caleb was a fun player to watch. Mo, yeah. I didn't even.
Well, it was like, are you Mo or are you Liz?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Aubrey with lighter hair?
Yeah, I got him confused.
They can tell them apart is by feeding them coconuts and see who has a reaction.
Now, well, thank goodness Liz has the rainbow glasses. That helped me.
Yeah.
And then Mandy finishes. Was he that a loop or did he, or the person? Or the person to throw a vote in case of the shot in the dark. I'm sure Venus will seek revenge. I'm sure she will. And I'm sure that she will still do it in a way that she turns everybody off.
maybe he was worried that Venus was going to vote for him. And if the shot in the dark worked, then, you know.
Just one, yep.
There was nothing to gain for voting for Mo. Because Mo had... So maybe it was strategical, not strategic, whatever.
Strategical,
it is.
Like part of strategic.
Strategery. It was. Now that Mandy says that, it makes more sense because, yeah, if everyone voted, if the shot in the dark worked, and Venus voted for Ben, then he goes home. If he voted for Mo, so that was smart on his part. He's a smart. Yeah. That's why I'm saying he should have gone home. He's a smart, smart player.
He is, and he has the Swiftie Nation behind him, so.
Yes, exactly.
Everyone should probably be careful. I still just love the fact that he was all of us, like he was our first pick to go home, and he's doing good every week.
He looks a little tougher now that he's got kind of some peach fuzz there.
His beach beard, he's grown in his beach beard.
Yeah, it's like, it's got the, that's me after like 6 hours, but
he's like a little. There's a bit of a man there. Yeah.
Yeah.
How old is Charlie?
10?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Maybe 11.
Yeah. All right.
Wait till his voice starts changing next week.
As far as feedback from the chat goes, Sherry says, I think it helped Soda that they were merged because I think if they had a tribal council, she would have been the one to go because they were all worried about her strong social game.
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's move into the tally the votes over here.
I know I didn't win.
No, spoiler alert. It wasn't great for any of us. Tell you about Syria. All right. Right. So, as far as Mariah goes, Jamie had merge. Jack and I had pre-merge. So, Jack pulls ahead over here with 5. I finally have 4, which makes me tied with Jamie. None of us predicted the correct person going home next week. So,
so we got to pick 2?
We got to pick 2. That's right.
And the order, right?
How about this? If you get the order correct, you'll get 3 points. If you get them correct but in the wrong order, you just get 2 points.
Okay.
Is that fair?
That's fair.
Works.
There we go. Okay. You have very squeaky chair.
I know.
Yeah.
And that's not my body.
All right. I can go first because I've actually thought about this. I am going to go with Tim first as the last pre-juror and Q second because I feel like whatever team Q is on probably has a very good chance of winning because he is very athletic. So I feel like that would be the correct order.
That's so you're going Tim and Q.
Tim and Q in that order.
I have Q going home next week.
Okay, first or second?
I'll put him second.
Okay.
I like your logic there. But,
thanks.
I think it's going to be a female first, though.
Okay.
Because I don't think they'll vote 2 guys off.
Venus has her way.
They were so worried about it. I say it's Soda and Q.
Soda and Q. Ooh, I am on Long Island right now. Hold on. I am on Long Island right now where everybody knows about Soda. She was featured in Newsday.
Really? I like both players. But I think that Soda's a strong social player. And again, that's what people seem to be worried about now in the game.
Very true. But also, don't forget, I picked Tim because we had that whole scene about the confusion with Tim and Ben and Q and Maria. And that was just, you know, that was long. And I feel like there's something there that perhaps, you know, we're like, oh, we can't trust him. And Maria's like, I don't know if he's on my team or not. He says he is, but he didn't tell me.
Yeah, that was weird. It didn't even his explanation was like, you're losing me. I don't get it.
Yep. Jamie, you are the last one to make your picks.
I'm gonna go with Tim and Ben.
Tim and Ben. That makes me sad. I love Ben. Hey, what did you guys think about Ben being not wanting to throw Mariah out because he wanted to keep it Sega strong? And, you know, even though she was the one that threw the votes on him last week.
I thought it was smart.
I agree. It's nice to put your petty aside.
He didn't hold a grudge. And that's a good player. You have to do that. You have to say, okay.
Yeah.
But
yeah, agreed.
Okay. I hope Ben didn't go.
I know, me too. So just to recap, Jack has 5. Jamie and I have 4 points. I want to change my winner's pick at some point, but I have a feeling Maria is also going for several more episodes. Oh, well. Which actually, hold on. I didn't note that we have 15 each. Sorry, we're updating this spreadsheet in real time. Okay, so just to recap here, Jamie has Tim first, Ben second, Jack has Soda first, Q second, I have Tim first, Q second. So, if Tim or Q go home, 2 of us are getting points. The end. That's it. That's what I got.
Whoop, whoop. That's it.
All right. Well, I think that is it for this show tonight. We had a quick one tonight, but also, which is weird because we had a very eventful episode, but I think we did a good job keeping it tight.
It was a good episode. Last week's was better than the first few that we had, and this week was really fun. The challenge was good.
The recap was tolerable this week.
It was okay.
No crying.
No.
Yeah. Nobody cried. This is the first episode. Nobody cried, guys.
Yeah.
Like, not a single person. Nobody.
Not a tear. Not a teardrop.
True. Okay. Well, on that note, everyone, thanks for playing. Thanks for listening. Thanks to everybody who joined us. Thank you to the patrons, especially the ones that contribute at a certain level. And that would be at Kurt Rigner, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with the Planet, and the Creepy Poopy Head Mailman. Thank you guys so much. If you want to leave any feedback, survivorjjc@gmail.com. And also, if you'd like to become a patron, patreon.com/JaneJack. It helps everybody out. Stay tuned for the Amazing Race podcast will be out. The Ramblecast After Dark. What? Wrap it up.
I wanted to say, were they saying unanimous wrong, or am I saying unanimous wrong?
Well, how were they saying unanimous?
It was like unanimous.
No, it's unanimous.
You're
right.
Like, two people said unanimous, and I was like going, "Have I been saying it wrong all these years?" Which is possible.
It's okay. Soda called her heart problems angina or angina. We live in a world you can just pronounce things.
Isn't it angina? Okay.
You can just pronounce things however you feels right. It's okay.
Yeah, there we go.
My angina's acting up.
Yeah. All right. Well, everyone. That's what she said. Yeah. I missed that one. Good catch, Jamie. Good catch. All right. We will see you next week. Same time, same place is the plan. And yeah, on that note, my name is Colleen.
I'm Jamie.
I'm Angina.
Peace out, everybody. Bye.